どんどんどんどんどん
Hello and welcome to NWR Newscast, episode number 55 for May the 28th, Saturday of 2011. I am your host for this week. My name is Andy Gergen, and I am with Mr. Nathan Mustafa.
Hello, Andy.
Hello, Nathan Mustafa. Also with us, as usual, is site director, Mr. Neil Ronahan.
That is correct, Andy.
And today, sadly, we are not joined by Zachary Miller. As you may have noticed if you've been to the website, Zach's having some unfortunate health problems lately. He had some fairly extensive surgery after last week's episode, the day after. And so we're wishing him a fast recovery.
We miss
and hopefully
you, buddy.
He'll be back yeah, we miss you, Zach. Hopefully you're back here to record another episode with us soon. Until then, it's going to be a three-man show, it looks like.
Yep.
And with that in mind, around the corner, we've got E3 2011 barking down the door.
It's scary. 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Like, in literally 2 weeks, our minds will have been blown, likely.
I cannot be more excited for E3.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. I mean, last year was a pretty damn good E3.
It was.
Yeah, last year
was
great.
It's going to be another year characterized by gigantic lines at the Nintendo booth.
Yeah, which sucks for us a little bit, but
yeah.
It's good to be covering the company that everyone's talking about.
And it's worth it, you know, because we tend to be a little bit more religious about our favorite company.
Yeah.
That is an excellent way to put it. So this episode we're going to go down and give our official E3 predictions, both on Wii and DS and also the new stuff on 3DS and Project Cafe, or whatever you want to call it. And then after that, we're going to take a little break and come back to some listener mail. We've gotten some great letters over the past couple of weeks, and we're going to read some of them off and discuss. So with that, let's talk E3. I'm going to start with Wii and DS, sort of the old school current gen, although I guess one could argue that at this point DS is last gen.
Yeah.
And
it is.
Let's just kick it off with Neil. What do you think we're going to see for Wii and DS predictions?
All right. First, I'm going to say that there's going to be one game that's going to be shown that likely everyone will groan at it being shown, but I almost guarantee it'll be their Wii Play Motion.
We know that, right?
Yeah. I mean, we know of the game's existence, and it's coming out, I believe, a week after E3. And I think they're going to show it off kind of in the way that they showed off Wii Party and Mario Sports Mix last year. It'll be in that slot in the presentation. They'll probably do a quick demo, show off one of the games. I know they have this whole unique development strategy with it where, they got some of their second party teams and affiliates that they work with to compete and develop games for this. So maybe they'll show off people from that and explain the development process a little bit. But,
you know, I think it's a pretty fair assumption that the first Wii Play success was very much tied in with the fact that it came with a free controller and everyone wanted to get a second controller.
Of course.
Is there a chance in hell that Wii Play Motion is going to have
anywhere near comparable sales figures? Well, let's look at Fling Smash. That was, for all intents and purposes, the same kind of thing. And I don't really think that sold too well.
You know what Fling Smash didn't have? Wii in its title.
Exactly. Wii Play is an established brand. People know what to expect. They may or may not have enjoyed the first one. I'm kind of curious to see, you know, how it's a strange move to me to make a sequel to Wii Play.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of curious to see how well it does. I enjoyed the mini games in Wii Play.
I really
like the tank one especially.
Yeah, and supposedly there is going to be a follow up to the tank game, or at least like some kind of spiritual successor. Nice. Nintendo of America has been kind of teasing that on their Twitter, though we don't know anything specific. There's going to be what looks like a human Tetris kind of game. There's something where you're
That's really gross.
I kind of like the table tennis game and
yeah, it would have been way better with Motion Plus.
Yeah,
and it will be
hopefully.
I think. I mean, I like the table tennis game and Wii Sports Resort as well. So
yeah.
I like to think of these games as Nintendo's big smile for the camera moment during the press conference.
Yeah,
that's what it is, you know. And then all the other, you know, the big sites can go home with the non-gaming sites go home with that. And then I think maybe just the developer outreach part is just an attempt to keep us awake.
Yeah.
You know.
Sure. Absolutely.
I mean, I think it makes the development process behind the game interesting a little bit, as opposed to not giving a fuck. In all honesty, this is the kind of game that if I could get it for $10 or $20 or something, I might consider it, but I'm not paying $50 for a controller I don't need.
I mean, yeah. Imagine how awesome these games could be if they got, like, Q Games to make it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they did. We don't even know.
Why don't they do that? But see, I don't want one. I want all the games to be, like, a Q Games quality kind of thing. You know? Yeah. I don't know why. They got a lot of great stuff on DSiWare, but it seems like all the mini games are kind of not as nice on Wii Play.
Yeah.
And I don't expect much more out of this.
I'd be more interested in this, in these mini games if they were just downloadable WiiWare titles. It seems to be a logical move.
Oh yeah.
But then it wouldn't be Wii Play.
Yeah.
Right.
And then it probably the sales projections for that would be much lower.
Well, do we know if it's bundled with Motion Plus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The attachment or the full controller?
The full controller.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Wii Remote Plus.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that might, you know, that in itself might be a harder sell because I don't think people are going to come back for that. Like we enjoyed it, but I don't think people are really going to rush out for that. And they were mostly getting it for that controller, but I don't think the consumer sees a need for Motion Plus.
Well, something that might make the consumer that, and this goes into my next Wii related prediction.
Do it.
Skyward Sword will get a new trailer, and I think it'll give more of a tease of some of the unknown that we've seen about that game. We'll
now,
see something with a dungeon.
How are Twilight Princess
we'll see something
sales,
with
though?
It. What?
How are Twilight Princess's sales though?
I think pretty good. It was a launch title.
It was a launch title. It's kind of hard to measure, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, then how about Wind Waker? I'm pretty sure Wind Waker was a pretty big success.
Yeah.
I think a console Zelda game will be a success.
Yeah, I think the only Zelda game that might have been a disappointment was, to a certain degree, Spirit Tracks.
I just mean as far as drawing the Wii Play crowd in, as you're kind of insinuating.
It also depends on whether or not the game comes bundled with Motion Plus, as it probably... Maybe there'll be multiple options.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so.
I think there will be.
A Triforce controller?
Ooh.
Oh, my.
But, I mean, I don't know how many people will go from Wii Play Motion to Skyward Sword, necessarily. However, it could be the same case where, like, how you had a lot of people going from Super Mario Brothers, like, lapsed gamers coming back from New Super Mario Brothers Wii. You could have people that played Ocarina of Time when they were younger, and then were like, oh, shit, a new Zelda game on Wii? I got one of those.
Or they just buy it on 3DS.
Yeah, or they do that, but then they'd have to buy a 3DS.
You're right.
At this point, everyone and their mother has a freaking Wii. So.
Yes.
But I think the Skyward Sword trailer that will be shown off there, I don't think they're gonna go with the demo after the kind of disaster piece that was the demo last year. I mean, it was a noble attempt. I'm glad that they tried to do that live demo, but it just didn't work, and they admitted that, like they thought it would. But
they may have to just show a video of someone playing it.
Yeah. And which I think like that's the thing is that last year they didn't want to do that. They wanted to have it be live. They didn't want it to come out later that it was faked. But that failed.
Yeah.
Well.
But I think they're going to show off more. They're going to show off something in a dungeon and also show what the overworld's going to be. I don't really know how it's going to be different. It could not be different at all. It could be very different. There's only one way to find out, and that's wait until June 7th.
I think maybe there will be some sort of unique method of travel that we haven't seen in the Zelda game.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think there's going to be something that we haven't heard of that will be revealed at E3 relating to dungeons and or the overworld. And that will be the focus of what they show off in the press conference and also what the show floor demo will be. It won't be the kind of sandbox demo that we had last year. It'll be something relating specifically, like, you will play a dungeon in the demo, however
hopefully,
that will be.
Yeah. Andy, you're thinking Link gets wings?
Well, I think they've already said that.
Oh,
they've already shown him jumping off of like a castle in the sky.
Well, I remember at the round table last year, I guess it was probably Miyamoto and Anuma talking about that sequence of him jumping off into the sky. And the whole plot of Skyward Sword is that, like, Link's up in some city in the clouds and he finds out there's a city, like, there's like a land beneath him. So he goes down to that land and you get to that point where he jumps off of the land that he's known all his life into the clouds to go to the ground.
A la Dragon Quest IX, Dragon Quest VI.
No, I think they've said as much that the game involves like air travel of some kind.
Yeah.
I mean,
some sort of gliding air travel.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as they're pulling everything out of Wii Sports Resort, might as well pull that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so Neil, did you have any more Wii or DS predictions?
I think the last few Wii ones all relate to import titles. I think we're gonna, well, basically, if we don't hear anything about Xenoblade in the last story, they're not coming out. I think Xenoblade is 99% gonna get unveiled at E3, and I think the last story will probably be tied into it, probably something where maybe they show a trailer of both games and they're like, then they're coming to you this fall, and then like Reggie points at us. And I think, Kirby Wii and Kirby DS, Kirby DS will be given a fall release date, and, Kirby Wii will likely hear something about, but that might be the kind of thing where it's like, New Super Mario Bros. Wii and Galaxy 2, where to not overload us all on Kirby, Kirby Wii will probably come out in the first half of 2012. And that'll be the kind of thing where we're just not given a release date then. And the last one that I have for DS is Pokemon Typing DS, which came out in Japan in April and sold very, very well. I believe that'll be coming out this fall.
Very nice.
But that's what I think is going on with Wii and DS. There might be some more surprises, but I think that'll be about it.
Yeah.
I have my predictions are a little out of order. There's one more. This will be, I think, the surprise. What Next Level Games is working on. And I'm going to throw this out there. It might be a little crazy. They're working on a new Wave Race. It'll be a fall release. But that's my kind of out there prediction. I think everything else is kind of safe. But I think Next Level Games will hear what they're working on for Nintendo because they've been going on that 2-year schedule with Punch-Out and then the Two Strikers game before then. And I think they could be working on Wave Race. That kind of makes sense to me.
I'd love to see that. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm done. I'm really done.
Can I go?
Yeah.
All right, Neil, hit us.
What? Nathan.
I'm not
hit
Neil.
Hit us with your predictions.
I'm not
wrong,
Neil.
Wrong person.
You just call Nathan. Me Neil.
Nathan, hit us with your predictions.
Oh, my God.
Stop all this badgering.
Okay. I think in the same manner as last year, Nintendo's going to announce at least 2 non-party or fitness games for the Wii that are coming out this year, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, maybe not a Donkey Kong. We're all saying the Wii's dead, right? But
it's going to have one last hurrah.
Yeah, I think we're going to at least 2. I think they're going to do the same kind of thing they did last year with
except for Skyward Sword will actually come out.
Well, yeah. I don't know. We were saying earlier that we don't think they're going to be able to do that kind of roll down several cool titles that we all had no idea were coming out.
I think that's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, but I don't see why we were saying that. I think they almost have to do that, you know? So
it's
I guess
what
this
they do.
This prediction is a correction of my previous blasphemy, maybe. Not really a prediction, I guess. And then I don't think we're going to see shit for the DS.
Yeah, I mean that's why I think like that Pokemon it might be like, "Hey, we have completely forgot about that system. Kirby, Pokemon typing."
Yeah.
That's like the highest
do you think Kirby,
level.
Do you think Kirby's going to be Camus Curse too?
Oh no, I forget what it's. Gather Kirby is the Japanese translation. It's coming out in Japan in July, and it's basically a game where like you control like 10 mini Kirbys. It looks like it might be Canvas Curse E, but not exactly Canvas Curse.
It's like probably more like Patapon.
Maybe.
Not Patapon. Excuse me. Rolando.
Yeah, maybe it's like that.
Yeah, that's it. Andy.
Yes. I have a few Wii predictions. I have no DS predictions. I actually expect them to say basically nothing about the original DS during the conference, aside from maybe a transitional statement going into the 3DS stuff. But
do you think we might get a new DS SKU?
No.
No, I don't think so. It would
be counterproductive.
The market. It would confuse the market too much with 3DS being out there.
Like the micro?
Well, I mean, I think the only reason we saw the micro was because of the whole third pillar nonsense.
Yeah, I think you're probably right on that one.
Hmm.
My own predictions are just basically date predictions, and they're pretty obvious ones, to be honest. My first two, at least. Zelda, of course, holiday 2011. I'm going to call Dragon Quest X for spring of 2012, at least in Japan, if not in North America as well.
So do you think Dragon Quest X is going to be at the press conference?
I think they're going to show a video of it, yeah. I think they will.
Do you think that it's going to have made the jump to 3DS?
No, I think it'll be a Wii title.
They've confirmed that recently, that it is a Wii title.
Yeah, I think it'll be a Wii title. I think Nintendo has at least one more major third-party release up their sleeve for Wii, and that'll be that. And then I also think that it's not entirely unlikely that we're going to see a third Wii Sports game at the press conference. I think they want to sort of bookend the Wii system with that brand. It's sort of the brand that's really identified with the Wii. And, you know, it's been a couple years since Resort came out, and Resort did pretty well for them. And I think maybe they want to just sort of take that one step further.
What's the hook?
The hook is maybe iterating on some of the concepts they've already had. Making a more fully fleshed out tennis game that actually has more than just, you know, the basic modes. I think maybe they pick a couple of the games from the first Wii Sports and a couple of the games from the second Wii Sports, and they just make them better. And then probably add a few new ones, too, because you got to do that.
Right, right.
But I think maybe it's sort of a Wii Sports level 2, so to speak. Okay. I think the important thing will be that it carries the brand of Wii Sports, because I think they want to sort of remind customers one last time, hey, we're still here with Wii. We were very successful, and as we ride the system into the twilight, let's not forget how, you know, what we had here.
Right.
I think they'll want to hit that one more time, basically, before that brand is done, because they can't bring the Wii Sports brand with them to the next console unless they call it Wii again. So, I think it's too valuable of a brand for it to not come back one more time. So that's my predictions for Wii. And like I said, I don't really see them doing anything in particular with the DS. I think the DS is done at this point. We can all agree that we've seen our last major DS releases, I would assume, unless they amazingly put out Final Fantasy VI on DS. That seems really unlikely.
Oh, you stole one of my predictions for 3DS.
I was just going to say, that's not one of my predictions, but I think that might happen.
Yeah, that's one of my 3DS predictions, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope you're right, but I kind of feel like we would have heard, if that was coming out on DS, I think we would have seen
yeah,
it by now.
Yeah, I think it'll be 3DS.
That's what I'm saying, 3DS. Yeah.
So speaking of 3DS, let's go ahead and move on to 3DS predictions. I'm going to go ahead and kick it off first, and then we will move on to Neil. 3DS... I'm thinking Mario Kart is this holiday.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not going to say Animal Crossing will join it. I think they'll spread out their major releases, and Mario Kart will be the first one that we get, just because Mario Kart has traditionally been one of the strongest IPs, and right now they need something strong to go with the system, because it's not quite doing as well as they would like. So I think now is the time that they're going to put out a really strong system seller. Mario Kart is a system seller, like it or not.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to have Mario Kart Holiday 2011. I expect it'll basically be Mario Kart DS with better graphics, new tracks, maybe a new quirk or two, but I expect it to largely be the same game as Mario Kart DS with, you know, the usual Mario Kart level of iteration. Which should be fun, because I think Mario Kart is an excellent portable title.
Yeah.
You know, racing your best times in the fashion of a ghost racer was a lot of fun in the DS game. It just made it infinitely replayable to just pick up and play your best ghost on any given track. It's fantastic.
And I think with some better multiplayer functionality, that feature and others can be expanded.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Street Pass, baby.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I agree. They could maybe do the whole Mario Kart channel again. On the 3DS.
Yeah, especially, man, if they had those missions on 3DS, I might actually play them.
Sure, definitely. My next prediction is that they're going to show 3DSware and give a launch date for that. They're going to show.
You don't think
titles.
That's going to be their day one?
3DSware on the eShop?
Yeah,
I doubt it.
No, DSiWare.
I think it'll be their day one.
I don't think so.
Why would there have been any thought with Mega Man Legends 3 demo? Being a launch title, then.
What if that was it?
I don't.
That's a good question. I hadn't quite thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, I know that got delayed, but even still, that was a launch title. Maybe after it was delayed.
I don't know. I guess I hadn't heard anything about 3DSware. They haven't even given it a name yet. I know they are planning on giving away 3D or Mega Man Legends, or selling it, I suppose you should say, but they haven't talked about that service at all, aside from that. really, aside from the fact that they've said it's going to exist. I expect them, let's put it this way, I expect them to properly launch it. Even if it technically comes out the day before with that update, I expect they'll properly launch the service. They'll show you what to expect, and I also think they're probably going to have some sort of a major first-party IP to go along with that. I'm not sure what it'll be. Maybe it'll be maybe it'll be an F-Zero game. Wouldn't that be nice? But I think that they're going to hopefully correct the mistake they kind of made with Wii and WiiWare and DSiWare and actually put a solid, marketable first-party title.
They did Mario versus Donkey Kong and DSiWare, and that game is awesome.
Okay, I suppose, but that's still,
it was like an $8 version of a game. It was basically like the entire retail DS game just on DSiWare for a third of the price.
Yeah, I suppose. I'm thinking something a little more, standard Nintendo fare than that game. Maybe a smaller version of a Mario game, or maybe even an F-Zero game would be kind of cool.
You know what's,
bite-sized, real Nintendo game.
As a mild tangent, I was looking back at my E3 predictions on Nintendo Report for my first year on staff in 2008, and I actually said that, like, I think they're gonna do a new Super Mario Brothers game on WiiWare or Wii. And, I mean, I was a year ahead, but... I still think the idea of a new Super Mario Brothers S game on a downloadable service, kind of like a bite-sized version of it, would be awesome.
I agree. I'd like to see more games like that. I've been saying I'd like to see a new Zelda 2 for a long time. I want to take the idea of Zelda 2 and give it a modern coat of paint, a side-scrolling Zelda game with, you know, like a leveling system and magic. I mean, the problems that came with Zelda 2 were largely, in my opinion, the fact that it wasn't a Zelda game to people.
Yeah.
They wanted a Zelda game and they didn't get it. They got Zelda 2 instead.
Yeah, I know what you mean. When I first played that game, I was like, what the hell is this crap?
I think now that kind of shock, you know, is worn off to some extent, they could try it again. That said, it's, you know, that's a long shot, but those are my 3D, those are my 3DS predictions. Mario Kart and, the 3DS were launched with a major IP of some kind. Neil, what do you got?
All right. I actually didn't put anything about the eShop launch, but that was more of a slight of my own. I think they're going to comment on it, comment on the launch the day before, maybe expand on it and tease a few upcoming releases. But I think with 3DS, the big thing that we're going to see about, in addition to Mario Kart 3D, which will definitely be coming out this year, is Super Mario 3D. And I'm kind of curious to see how they're actually going to do these kind of 3DS demos on stage, or are they just going to be trailers? I mean, it's not like they're going to be able to, you know, show the 3D to the people in the crowd, but at
the
same time,
they've got to just be trailers.
Yeah, I guess they'll just show off a trailer of Super Mario 3D, but I think that'll
be... Are you predicting a gigantic 3DS appears on the stage?
I don't know. I feel like they have to do something creative with showing it off, and maybe they will have something where they'll have the trailers streamable off the eShop.
Maybe.
That would be a huge undertaking, but I think that's something that might be a possibility for the press conference. But...
Or yeah, like while they're giving the trailer, they're like, open your 3DS, and they're broadcasting it onto your...
That's
never going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I think if they did do that, that would be amazing, but I doubt it.
Let me just add that to my wish list here.
Yeah. but yeah, Super Mario 3D will be a big freaking deal. I think we're going to get a release date for Kid Icarus. It's going to come out in August in the fabled Metroid slot, of late August. And I think the announcement of that release date, they'll basically just lay out Kid Icarus Uprising is coming out on this date, and then, Sakurai's team, Project Sora, will move on to their next game after this. Smash Brothers 3DS coming out, in late 2012, early 2013.
You think there'll be a teaser for that?
I think there will be.
Yeah.
We've been hearing a few rumblings about that, whether those rumblings are accurate, but even still, I actually came to this conclusion before I read anything about those rumblings, just because I was like, yeah, what's something ballsy I could say? And I think Smash Brothers 3DS would be a very good decision.
And there
ramp
are so many
excitement.
Meaningless collectibles in that game to where a street pass could be.
Oh, absolutely.
You get a trophy. You get stickers.
Whoa!
You get sticker trophies.
You get Luigi's mustache.
It's in the Mushroom Kingdom.
There will definitely be a level set in the Mushroom
Kingdom. Yeah. as far as other 3DS stuff, I have written down here that there will be an F-Zero 3DS game by NDCube, aka the guys who made F-Zero Maximum Velocity on Game Boy Advance and Tube Slider on GameCube, and also made Wii Party. But they are a second party of Nintendo now. It's like a bunch of people who used to be in Hudson, some kind of combination of that. I think they could be working on F-Zero 3DS. We might see a teaser for that. It's not coming out this fall, but it might be teased. And I think something that will be coming out this fall is going to be an art style 3DS compilation that will include all the WiiWare and DSiWare art style games. And that's all I got for 3DS.
That would be interesting. My turn? Yes. I think Mario for the 3DS will not take advantage of the 3D at all. It's pretty much, we're pretty much sure it's going to be 2D, right? Or planar, at least.
Miyamoto has talked about how, like, the 3D would help Mario game.
Yeah, he has, but do you think they have that for us already? I don't think so. I think they're going to try and stick with the familiarity of New Super Mario Brothers and go for that. I think we're going to be a little disappointed with that. It won't be anything.
That would be go a little contrary to everything they've teased about that game, though.
Really?
Yeah, because I believe they even said that it was going to be like a cross between like Mario 64 and Galaxy. The images shown were in it looked like a 3D environment.
Well, then that's a pretty bold prediction of me, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is.
It's also a stupid one. This one I just kind of threw in there. Animal Crossing 3DS will disappoint us all.
That's not a prediction, that's fact.
I know. I had there that we're going to see Final Fantasy VI on the 3DS as a port. Not a download, but just a, not a straight port either. Kind of the remakes they've been doing.
Now, when do you think Animal Crossing and Final Fantasy VI would come out, theoretically?
Animal Crossing, I think, fall. Final Fantasy, probably next year.
Okay. Yeah, I think Animal Crossing will be a little later, but I think if they were to do this Final Fantasy VI thing, it would probably be a 2012 game.
Yeah, I think the most we get is a little clip. Some guy from Square Enix sticks his head out from behind the curtain and waves, and then runs off. And that's it. And then I think we're going to get a ton of just boring-as-fuck ports.
Yeah, like more.
Like they're gonna announce it like it's the best thing ever.
Luigi's Mansion, Pikmin.
No, I don't even think GameCube ports. I don't even have that much faith in them. I don't even think we're gonna get GameCube ports. Do you? Like, dude, does anyone here think we're gonna get a GameCube port to the 3DS?
I think Luigi's Mansion would be a very realistic idea for a port, especially since that was already done in 3D.
It looks great. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was actually a
game that it had the capability to be outputted in 3D.
Yes. But the thing is, do you think they'll actually do it? I mean, I'm sure
maybe
they could.
If they're gonna go poor crazy, I think Luigi's Mansion would be a definite.
Yeah. Something like that is on my wish list. But I think guess what it is. Yeah. No, that's all I had for the 3DS. I don't expect much in the way of announcements for this year. I think we'll get Mario and Kid Icarus, and those are gonna be the big two. I don't even think we'll see, Paper Mario this year.
Yeah, I think Paper Mario's gonna be early 2012. I think either that or Animal Crossing will actually come out in like February 2012. The other one will get pushed back to like April or May.
Yeah, I bet they spend way too much time on other ports, like Xevious or something. You know, just, God. I know they're going to do it. If they spend any time on the eShop, it'll probably be on that 3D remakes.
And you know what? Those will probably be the best-selling things on eShop.
And I hope to God they get up there just for 10 minutes and explain why the hell they have two stores on the 3DS.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. I guess I'm just not expecting that much of the 3DS. I think where we're going to see the big hits are
third party. We already know about them.
Yeah, we already know about them, or they're just going to be Japanese RPGs. Yeah. That gets some of us excited.
Like, I don't even know. I mean, I can say this much. I can't say anything else. But there will be a Square Enix 3DS game at
you
E3.
Know
we have no idea what it is, but
I could even see
it'll
a Dragon
probably
Quest
be Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, what? Probably Kingdom Hearts. But I can even see a Dragon Quest 8 port.
That would be really
Ooh, that'd
cool.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would be great. I think that game is a lot better suited to a portable platform.
Yeah.
I've been writing about that in my Dragon Quest deal thing.
Yay.
Yeah. That's it.
All right.
Excellent.
Shall we move on to Cafe?
It's the big dog.
Yeah.
Mount,
Rockstar game on it?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that the rumor of the day?
I think we will see another big franchise get announced for it.
Yeah.
But before we go there, I think the systems, obviously it'll be announced. That's not really a prediction. That's just a fact. But it won't be given a full name. It'll be referred to as Project Cafe throughout the entire presentation. That will focus solely on the new controller. Likely this whole touchscreen shenanigans that they've been, that have been rumored about. The demos that we'll see on the show floor that will be playable will be majority of tech demos, kind of just showing off what you can do with this new controller that I'm not even going to really speculate as to what it could be other than touchscreen nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a few select Nintendo and third party games. I have a list of four that I think these could be possibilities. I think we could see some sort of new Mario game being shown off with this. Maybe not even a Mario game that'll come to existence, but maybe even just a demo of a Mario game.
It's just going to be a Mario tech demo.
Yeah. I think we'll see Pikmin. That will be a cafe tech demo. That will probably be a full game though, and I think, as we talked about before, I think Pikmin 3 will be a cafe launch title. I think that's why it's been delayed, I think, because whatever they have cooking, Pikmin's suited perfectly for it. And then the other two are two third-party titles. I think we'll see Madden on cafe, because I think the potential for Madden on cafe is kinda cool. With the idea of having, you know, the controller where you can, you know, basically control your team and then have, you know, the TV kind of just looking like a presentation of the game on TV. And the other one I think will be Call of Duty. I don't really know how that will work, but I think Call of Duty could be a big gun, and I think Activision, and Nintendo could be teaming up for something like that.
I think if we see Call of Duty, it's going to be like their next spin-off title in the vein of Black Ops. And it's going to be for all the platforms. It's just going to be announced at the Nintendo conference.
I could see that. Because obviously, I don't think this will be Modern Warfare 3.
No. But I think they're trying, at least they should be trying, to be getting those multi-platform titles. So I think what they're going to, you know, maybe they'll work out some exclusivity deal or some features, but I think the goal is that they have the same big Call of Duty that everyone's excited for on all the platforms and make the cafe version the best.
Yeah, especially because, I mean, Modern Warfare 3 it's been given a release date and everything. Curiously, there are no Wii, DS, or 3DS versions of the game mentioned so far. But Modern Warfare 3 is developed by Infinity Ward, who even without the two guys who left... well, it's Infinity Ward and Sledgehammer Games are...
okay, I was thinking of Sledgehammer.
They're co-developing it because Infinity Ward's a shell of what they were with the two guys leaving. But, I mean, Infinity Ward's never worked on a Nintendo system, so maybe there's a quick and dirty port by Treyarch for Wii this year, but I think Treyarch, with their history on Nintendo systems, could be working on a pretty baller cafe version of the next Call of Duty game.
In space.
Yes, in space. I'd probably play that more than I would play a regular Call of Duty.
I haven't
game.
Given a shit about Call of Duty since
Call
of
neither
Duty before,
have I.
And
I mean,
I never
I'm not
cared
saying,
for any of them beforehand. Except for I'm not, 3 was okay.
I'm not saying I'd care about a Call of Duty on Cafe. I just think it's a possibility.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I guess my final thoughts on Cafe is that the release date is going to be left ambiguous, and it'll cause speculation that it might come out in 2011. However, it won't. And I think spring 2012 could be a possibility, But that all depends on how the 3DS does this fall. If the 3DS succeeds, and you know, this kind of, this weird launch period that they've had where they kind of went off to a great start and then fizzled out, if this all works out in the end, at the end of this year, I think we could see, Cafe given like a March or April release date or something. If not, I think it'll be a fall 2012 release.
Nice.
Fair enough.
And that's all I got for Cafe.
Well, I'm right along with you. I don't think they're going to do any sort of release window, at the conference. I think it's probably going to be holiday 2012, but I don't know that, they're going to tell us that. I think they'll probably at least maybe hint that it'll be earlier than that, but I think at the end of the day, it's going to be holiday 2012. I think they're going to show a prototype of what the system will probably look like, sort of like when they held the Wii up at that first Revolution debut and basically just showed it to us. And I think it'll be pretty similar. I think it's going to be a vertical standing system with a small profile. It'll be quiet. I think they're going to try to keep the same type of aesthetics, maybe lean more towards black than white this time though, just to sort of differentiate from Wii a little bit. I do think the controller will have the touch screen. However, I think the idea that it's going to be the size of an iPad is nonsense.
Yeah.
I think I could see an iPhone type screen embedded into the controller.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be huge.
I think a touch screen in a controller is just the stupidest thing. When it comes to battery life.
Oh yeah.
I tend to agree.
Well, I think if they do that, it would have to be rechargeable to some degree.
I would hope it would be. I guess the Wii wasn't, so.
Maybe it'll have a dock.
Maybe it'll have a cradle. I don't want that. I don't want to have to worry about setting my controller down every time in a dock.
I think the idea that it's going to stream, like, high quality HD in quotation marks video from the console to the controller over like Bluetooth. Man, I don't know about that. Can you really stream video quality over Bluetooth like that? Cause I mean, I know that
I think
they better improve the technology though.
Some of the new HTC phones do that, with very high quality video.
Okay.
They better
improve their tech then, because I know that when they try to stream audio to my Wii Remote, it sounds like garbage. Absolute garbage.
Well, I use a Bluetooth speaker set in my car, and the audio quality's phenomenal. So I think it's advanced.
I use Bluetooth headphones daily. I'm just saying they better improve their level of technology.
Based
on what I've seen them do, I don't believe they're going to be streaming HD video.
No.
No matter how many quotation marks you put around the word HD. From their system to their controller. It just does not fit into what they've tried to do as a technology company. It seems a bit out of their reach. Not saying they can't pull it off, it just seems a bit out of their reach. That said, I think they could do something like that if they get the technology really, really right on. That said, I don't know why they'd want to. Trying to make your home console into another portable is eating the market of your existing portable. Why would you want to take your...
Well, Andy, I don't think the point is for it to be portable. I think it's purely gimmick at home. I think they're grasping at straws.
I think there's potential for having that kind of separate screen for each player. I think for a lot of games, it'll be totally superfluous.
Look, then you raise the cost of your controller. You limit the possibility of local split-screen multiplayer investors. And... you just screw it. And then all the single-player games, what's the point going to be?
Yeah. Well, aside from whether or not it's a good idea, that's a discussion for another day, perhaps every other day from now until it launches, I suppose. I think that they're going to have some sort of they're going to replicate the IR technology of the Wii a little bit. I think of all of the ideas that the Wii brought forward, the infrared pointer was probably the best one. And I expect them to keep that in some fashion, although I don't expect the controller to be a remote or really even a traditional gamepad either. I think it'll be something that surprises us.
A power glove?
It'll be a power glove with a screen on the back of the hand. So I think they'll basically try to merge the best technologies of a gamepad and the Wii Remote into something new. Something new and something surprising. Hopefully not something completely insane, but this is Nintendo, no promises.
Yeah.
I'm gonna predict, like you said earlier with the Rockstar prediction, I'm also predicting a major third party, flagship title to go on display at the conference. However, I'm gonna go with a bit more of a safe, predictable answer on that one and say they're gonna show us a new HD Resident Evil game. They didn't give us RE5, and there was much, much complaining, especially after all the attention that we, Nintendo fans got for RE4 and the GameCube remakes. I think they come back around and they put out a, maybe not a mainline, but a Code Veronica style spin-off, HD Resident Evil game and make it exclusive to Cafe, and they'll show it at the conference. I think, it kind of fits in. I mean, they used, you know, Resident Evil to sort of demonstrate what the 3DS is capable of too. That was sort of one of the big, hey, look what we can do sort of things they showed when they first debuted the 3DS last year. So I also think that Pikmin 3 and maybe even like a Star Fox game could be shown at the conference as sort of the first party.
I don't think we're going to see a Star Fox game because 64 is coming out like a month after E3.
Yeah, but this is for Cafe, not for 3DS. I mean, you were saying they would show a Mario game and they're going to have a Mario game.
Yeah, it's different.
On 3DS
we've seen what, like 4 Star Fox games ever?
Yeah, we haven't seen one since like 2003?
I feel like they would wait to hear how Star Fox 64 sold and how it was received before they'd be like, oh, let's make a Cafe one.
And I think Star Fox by this point is a established enough property that they're not afraid of a new console Star Fox game falling flat as long as they put the love into development and the money into the market.
Why wasn't there one on Wii when it would have been so perfect?
Because I think they needed to give Star Fox Assault some breathing room. I think it was one of those cases, kind of like with Metroid. Well, I just think, you know, I'm not talking bad about Star Fox Assault. I've never played it. I'm just thinking it was a game that was fairly poorly received, and maybe they just wanted to let the franchise sit for a while. You know, I mean, Metroid sat for how many years before they brought it back? Sometimes they just take a franchise and let it sit for a while, and then, you know, inevitably they'll bring it back because that's what they do. They go back to their well. God love them for it. They're going to make another console Star Fox at some point. It's going to happen. There's no way they're retiring that franchise from consoles. So why not now? It's been a while. I think the consumers are ready for it. I think the problem with Assault is that it had a little bit of negative buzz from the beginning because it didn't demo well at E3 from what I recall. I think the on-foot missions, everyone kind of knew those were a mistake. And, at the end of the day, it wasn't them making it. They were outsourcing it. So. Yeah. I think that there is a really good console Star Fox game that could be made, and I think in HD graphics it would be amazing. It would be sort of like it would kind of have the same effect as the Star Wars game that launched with GameCube, Rogue Squadron.
Yeah,
everyone looks back to that game as being the game that really showed what the GameCube was capable of, even if it never quite even got back to that high.
Still,
to be honest,
the best looking game on GameCube.
Game on Wii.
What if they made it like Free Space?
Oh god, that'd be great.
You know how awesome that would be? Just do something really bold with it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I like the franchise. I don't want to play the same game again. And that's gonna be a theme with a lot of 3DS and probably Cafe releases. It has been for the Wii. Can I squeeze in a prediction for City Folk, like Mario Kart, like we talked about last week?
But, like, what
like
about,
Twilight
like,
Princess?
Donkey Kong, Kirby, New Super Mario Bros.
I listed more games. New Super Mario Bros. Is Mario.
Galaxy
2.
Yeah, but, I don't know. I just feel like, I mean, maybe it's just because we are Nintendo fans at heart, but I've noticed, at least with the, kind of the crapping on Mario Kart that we had the other week, that it seems like we're a lot harsher on Nintendo games being similar to the predecessor, despite their 3-year gap, than we are with like other game series that are released year to year, like your Dead Spaces and your Call of Duties and shit like that.
But there have been 2 Dead Spaces.
Yeah.
There have been like 7 Metroid games, and Metroid is a fairly sparse franchise.
Yeah.
There's been, you know, 6 or 7 console Mario games. I mean, I mean, yeah, the other consoles do it too. Everyone's guilty of it. But there was also a fair amount of new IP on those other consoles.
Yeah.
Things like Mass Effect and Assassin's Creed. Yeah, I mean, they're iterating. They're always going to iterate.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like just recently,
L.A. Noir.
Yeah.
Yeah, L.A. Noir is
great. Like, we haven't seen that kind of crap on the Wii.
There hasn't been much of new, really impressive new IP on the Wii. And, no, you know, that's...
Nothing really iconic.
The Blob.
Yeah. Oh, great.
The Blob was good. The Blob was good.
But... I like The Blob. I don't think The Blob's amazing, but it's a good
and it's
game.
It's not about hardcore gaming or mature gaming.
No.
You know, fuck Call of Duty. I could give a shit about shooting people. I hate military shooters.
Yeah.
Military shooters are the bane of my existence.
Well,
but where's my Pikmin at? Like, I could just write a million articles titled "Where My Pikmin At." Like, that's what I want.
Do
I
it,
want
man.
New...
Do you have any idea how many people would read that?
And I should do that. I'm gonna do. I think
a
I've
weekly column.
That
where
before.
My Pikmin at?
Where my Pikmin at?
I like, yeah. I mean, I want you to do a weekly column on where you confront someone on the street with the question, "Where my Pikmin at?" Just
that's
chronicle
arguably
the reaction.
The last time that they've put together a. They've really revealed a classic Nintendo style IP. There was Wii Space Blank, you know, title. And
I think Miyamoto's here, even but... commented on that, but like, come on, dude, put your money where your fucking mouth is. Like,
talking to me or Miyamoto?
Miyamoto.
Both.
Okay. Both of us.
I guess.
Write the damn article, Andy. Where's my article at?
Where my Pikmin at?
where my Pikmin at?
I can't wait till Miyamoto gets even more senile and his hobbies are like some weird shit, you know.
I'm really into wearing adult diapers, so I'm gonna have a game Adult Diaper Man.
I've been vacuuming a lot lately. And I've come up with this great
Mr. Miyamoto's interest in tentacles has spiked over the past year.
I guess they already had that Chibi Robo. Hey, that, there's another IP. Where's my Chibi Robo at?
It's called in Japan.
Uh-oh. Can I say Monster Hunter's coming to the 3DS?
And
possibly, possibly, yeah, it might be, we'll get a Monster Hunter that's a cross-platform Monster Hunter, or, multi-platform. It'll either be NGP plus 3DS, or it'll be, Cafe and PS3.
Yeah.
You mean, are you telling me that someone on a PSP is going to have to enter a 3DS friend code? God, tell me that.
Not cross-platform. I meant to say multi-platform.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant cross-platform multiplayer.
No, that was an accident.
I do feel like...
Oh, damn it.
How do you feel, Neil? Tell us how you feel.
I really feel like they should have set the last Monster Hunter in the Mushroom Kingdom. I also think that Mario Kart's pretty damn awesome. I think you guys really underestimate it. I think that it's probably the best game they make.
11 out of 10. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think you guys suck.
Neil says, fucking A. Verizon, yeah. Can you hear me now? I have these fucking tiny little pinhead-sized insects on the floor near my computer.
Ew.
There's gotta be like 40 of them. What the fuck is going on in my house?
Andy, just zoom in really far, and you're playing Pikmin.
Anyway, welcome back to the show, Neil.
What do you feel, Neil? I already told the listeners what you feel, but you go ahead and give them your shot.
What do I feel? What do I feel about?
You were in the middle of a sentence that started with, I kind of feel like, and then silence.
Making love?
What the hell were we talking about?
Making love.
Okay. I kind of feel like making love.
We were talking about Chibi Robo?
No. I feel like Monster Hunter isn't going to forsake PSP. Or at least like PSP because that's going to be big.
Oh, you think it's going to also come out on PSP? So you think it'll
be... Well, no, I don't think it's going to come out on PSP, but I mean like it will be on NGP because of the success it had on PSP.
Right. Well, that's what I was saying. I think it'll either be on both 3DS and NGP, or it'll be on Cafe.
I think it'll just
be
portables.
You think?
Yeah.
They're showing a trend.
Tri-sold very well in Japan, and it sold pretty, I mean, it had a nice marketing boost in North America.
It did good here.
But did it sell as well on Wii as it did on PSP in Japan?
I don't know. That's impossible.
But, you know, okay. They've also recently announced that they're porting Monster Hunter Portable 3rd to the PlayStation 3.
Oh, so, yeah. I forgot about that.
So, that's either an anti-piracy measure, or yeah, they're trying to recoup some of that money, or maybe they're just saying people are wanting to play it on the couch now.
Yeah, or at least in North America. I mean, that's why I feel like.
God damn it, son of biatch!
This is going to be so fun to edit.
Yeah, it is. Seriously, they're like, they're fucking tiny. And I can't even get a good enough look at them. They're so small to even know what the fuck they are. But they're driving me crazy. If you're wondering why I was quiet for about 20 minutes while you guys were talking about 3DS, it's because I was trying to, like, look into every corner of my basement and figure out where they're coming from.
Hmm.
I think I figured it out, but I need to pull furniture out. And that's kind of hard to do.
Imagine how scary you are to them.
Yeah.
Hey,
welcome back.
Hi.
Monster Hunter.
Well, alright, I think we've covered the cafe rumors enough, and the E3 preview is coming to a close. Obviously the conference is on June 7th, and the eShop launches on June 6th, so we'll have plenty to talk to you about then.
It's crazy!
It's gonna be great. I will unfortunately be disposed and not able to really pay much attention that week. But I will be sure to be checking my phone as much as I can to see what the hell's going on.
Neil and I will be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We might do a in-person newscast.
Cool.
And maybe
just the two of us?
I mean, that would be, we'll have to do it over dinner. That would be nice.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'll pick out the wine.
Okay.
Dinner cast coming to you soon. We are going to take a short break and then come back. On the other side of the break, we have listener mail. We got three letters coming to you from forums and email. And, that'll wrap up the show, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Bye-bye.
Hey, where'd you get that?
Taco Bell.
It's one of those Nintendo guys, huh?
Donkey Kong.
Can I see it?
You mean it?
Come on.
Oh, come on, Dad.
All right, guys. We're going to Taco Bell.
Yeah. Nintendo toys, free with a kid's meal and 99 cents with a holiday gift box. The perfect gift for your kids.
Hey, yours is bigger.
I think somebody needs a nap.
Taco Bell. Want some?
Welcome back to NWR Newscast. We are here. Neil is having technical issues, so he will join us in a few minutes, hopefully. But first, we're going to do listener mail. And the first letter is from Jesse from Kansas. You want to get this one, Nathan?
No.
Okay, I got it.
I'm not in my Skype window. I'm watching a new Zelda trailer, to be completely honest.
It's important to stay informed. I guess you can consider my son a second-generation gamer. I'm 36 and have been gaming since I was 6 years old on the Intellivision and Atari 2600 consoles. My son, soon to be 11 years old, has been playing games since he was 3. The Legend of Zelda is his favorite series. He's actually dressed up as Link for 2 Halloween so far, and he wants to do Dark Link this year. That's a cool idea.
That is awesome.
He's played through Ocarina of Time, 4 Swords on the GameCube, and Twilight Princess. He's gotten to the point where he needed to do the Triforce Hunt in Wind Waker, but since he doesn't like to do side quests, his wallet was a little thin. I think he's played most of Link to the Past, but hasn't put much time into the 2 NES games. I don't think that he's wanting to play... Whoa. He, like, screwed up his email. He's wanting to play the 3D remake of Ocarina of Time, either when he buys his own 3DS or when I let him borrow mine, which isn't likely, and Skyward Sword just as much as I do. So with the proper background, the newbies can also become Zelda fans. Very good, sir.
Excellent.
Yeah, slow clap.
Yeah.
I think
I think that's every gamer's gamer dad's kind of dream, isn't it?
Heck yeah, it is.
I mean, like I don't have a kid. I'm nowhere near having a kid, but that I have that kind of future in my sights. That is ideal, you know.
I kind of hope that newbies, so to speak, can appreciate the NES Zelda games, but I can't really be all that surprised if they don't.
I think that if that's all they know, they can.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you need to have sort of a guide through the older games. I mean, the only reason this worked out is that he was there to facilitate his son's gaming, you know?
I'd love to hear what his son thought of Majora's Mask. But maybe since he doesn't like to do side quests, maybe that's
a bad choice for him.
And is like 75% side quest.
Yeah. But I just think that, yeah, you have to cultivate that. My insinuation was that the kids that are the typical young gamer whose parents are almost entirely ignorant of games, and I guess that might be changing since a lot of us growing up are now gamers, but I think that the typical kid whose parents don't know anything about games isn't going to get into Zelda.
No, probably not. I mean, it's sort of a hard series to get into if you don't have someone setting an example, because,
well,
you know,
and how are you going to get into it? I mean, I guess maybe you chance upon a purchase of Twilight Princess because it looks cool, but I don't know if that's going to create sort of a burning need to go hunt down those old games, especially since,
well, see, Zelda is a series that's so rooted in nostalgia for me.
Yeah,
that, like,
you're right.
I tend to wonder, like, how easy it is to appreciate some of these long-running conventions if it's not a thing that you experience during your formative years. So
yeah.
I'm really happy to hear that this 11-year-old is digging the Zelda, and, you know.
That's great.
You know, if you haven't already heard, newscast audience, I am a soon-to-be dad, so I will be, you know, maybe helping my son or daughter experience the Zelda games in the coming years, and it's one of those things that I fully intend to try to do, but I also know that you push your kids onto something specifically, they're more likely to hate it.
Yeah. You gotta let them find it, just kind of leave it running. Don't ever touch that.
It's very cool. I'm happy to hear Jesse from Kansas is having a good Zelda experience with his kids.
I'd actually be interested in getting another letter from Jesse sort of describing what order he exposed his son to these. And, you know, like, did he start with the NES Zeldas, or did he, you know, go straight
off?
What
piqued his son's interest?
Yeah, yeah. What got him into it?
Yeah. What other games does he like too, for that matter?
I mean, it sounds like if he's wanting to be Dark Link for Halloween, maybe Ocarina of Time was his first Zelda. If he's you know, that attached to the character. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'd be interested to hear. And also, yeah, what did he think of Majora's Mask?
Yeah.
And then maybe what are some other games that are good, you know, like that work well to pass down, or what games failed?
Yeah.
You know, did Sounds he try cool. to get him to play Punch Out and it just did not fly?
And I'm guessing he's 11 years old, which probably means he gamed on Wii first, unless he was playing games as a 4-year-old.
Yeah, that's what I meant by Punch Out. Yeah.
Yeah. But with the virtual console.
I mean, yeah, he could have played Ocarina of Time on virtual console first.
Yeah. With the virtual console, you know, it's hard to really say for sure which era of games these kids are being exposed to. So, you know, I kind of wonder if you're just like a 11-year-old playing big games with your friends at grade school or junior high or whatever, how likely are you to go pick up any of those NES games if you don't have
Very unlikely.
Yeah, right?
I know at my age, I was... See, those games are at the point in my life where other people were playing them and I couldn't, so I went back and I sought them out. But I don't think someone without sufficient motivation or just curiosity would do that. And I think maybe it's up to Nintendo to sort of foster that with either anniversary releases or promotion, you know.
Or remakes.
Maybe those remakes. And if it works, it works, you know.
Well, let's move on to the next letter. Thanks, sure. Jesse, from Kansas. Kansas is near and dear to my heart because it's like 2 hours away from me. So hooray for the Great Plains.
Our next letter comes from John from Independence, a.k.a. Pandarox on the forums.
Pandarox. Pandararox. Sorry.
Panda Radarox. First, I wanted to say thanks for making my 50-minute commute to work so awesome.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Too bad we couldn't do it every day of the week, because that would be even better. I'm a little late, but I wanted to comment on Animal Crossing. I love you. I think the next big step would be to to allow for some kind of real-time city interaction where you can have maybe an apartment and visit other apartments. I know my best experiences with the series were on the DS, and when I had my girlfriend at the time and two of my best friends living in that house. Having the human factor helped blur the AI into something more believable as they showed preference to each human player. We had a bald eagle move in, and the ex decided to visit and laid on his bed. Naturally, the other guys hated, and me hated Apollo, the bald eagle, and would play pranks on him. We'd surround his house with holes and leave a pitfall seat on his doorstep. Then Tengi moved in. So silly. Then Tengi moved in. She was an orange tabby that liked me over my ex. The plot thickened. So I think having more real-time human interactions can make for a really compelling game, because you may not necessarily know, give that it may be online, who is AI and who is real. Your thoughts?
And you see, I've actually mentioned this on the show before. My love of Animal Crossing comes specifically from the fact that I played it on a dorm with a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
We had two towns that were both full. And I was the only person who had a GameCube, so everyone would just hang out in my room and they'd play and then we'd take turns. And
yeah.
Granted, it wasn't like blurring with the AI.
No.
But there was definitely a lot of like, a lot of people with their own input on the town and a lot of people that were influencing the other animal residents. I mean,
the AI never does anything but infuriate me. You know, come to my house at 5, or, you know, you weren't there for my birthday. Oh my God. Shut up.
No, the game is all about, like, I think it's one of those classic examples of asynchronous multiplayer where, like, you log into the town and the best part of your time there is seeing what everyone else has done since the last time you logged in.
Yep.
It's seeing how the world has changed in your absence, which is really the core appeal of the entire series.
Yeah.
And it hasn't changed in the various versions they've put out. Really, the change the series needs is a competent online mode.
I think that
which
one
will
of,
allow you to do that without having to, you know, trade controllers.
The key draw for me was the economy aspect and also the creation aspect and how the two work together. So I make some unique tile set that someone wants to buy for their town, and then I can then profit off of that. I think that there needs to be a more meaningful way for players to interact economically. Either through a sort of like maybe a, each house can have like a yard sale or something where the transactions don't consist of you ensuring that there are pits by the town door and someone places the money, you place the stuff, you back off of each other, you know, and it's kind of like a showdown every time you want to do a transaction. I think if they got a solid economy in there and then put some incentives like to get money, I think that would be really cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Also, what's this guy's name? John? I think maybe you need to tone down the jealousy just a little bit. You ever think why she's your ex? Maybe because you got jealous of a bald eagle in a video game.
When I was playing the game in the dorms, I dated this girl for, I don't know, a few months. Didn't last past the end of the fall semester.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it lasted for about 2 weeks into the spring semester because I got Animal Crossing for Christmas. And she joined my town and she played for pretty heavily actually for like 2 weeks. And then we broke up and I still had her in my town though. So like I actually got gifts from her in the mail in the game after we broke up.
Did you cry?
No, because I dumped her.
But... Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, I wasn't like, I didn't hate her or anything. I just wasn't working and she was pretty melodramatic about it. So I felt kind of guilty really more than anything else.
Uh-huh.
But it was just weird to have this like sort of reminder of,
the human
multiplayer component that had recently exited my personal life.
Oh, that's weird.
In the game afterward. And I would occasionally have other animals like just bring her up out of nowhere. which is even weirder because I'm pretty sure she was to some extent stalking me after I broke up with her. Which that did not help the issue at all when my Animal Crossing characters would also be stalking me on her behalf.
Maybe it was her. Animal Crossing blurs the line between AI and players. Yeah. Maybe she's still in your games.
Probably. I don't have the memory card anymore. I've since purged it, so I'm safe, I think.
Good idea.
You killed her, man.
No!
You erased her.
Have you guys
her.
Seen that? There's this webcomic out there that has sort of the same idea about, like, this guy, or this maybe a girl, I forget. This person played Animal Crossing with their mom.
Uh-huh.
And their mom played the game pretty regularly, and they played back and forth for a while until eventually only the mom was playing, not the person. Mm-hmm. They had kind of gotten tired of it, and then their mom passed away. And one day, randomly, like months, maybe even a year later, they just fired on the game randomly and got all these letters and gifts from their mom.
Oh.
It's this like webcomic that you like read it. It's like probably 20 or 30 panels long. It's one of those vertical scrolling ones. And like by the end of it, you're like halfway to tears. It's the saddest thing ever.
Oh. And then they had to pick weeds for half an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that.
Neil, you want to grab the last letter?
Sure. It's in my hands. What do I do now?
I need you to pick up the letter.
Yes.
Now turn on the light.
Okay, light's on.
Are there any grooves?
No.
Okay, good. You can commence reading.
Okay. All right. So Mario362 asks, do you guys think that in the next update on June 7th will include 3D video recording? Let's just stop here. No, I don't.
No.
Next question. This is a multi-parter. Do you think that Nintendo will release a video player, the same interface as the one included with the first update, but with the ability to play videos from the SD card? Once again, answering that one before we go into the next part. I think that's a possibility down the line, just not now. And I think a big part, an impediment in that way, is the fact that 3D video is kind of like a tricky thing to output, or at least make.
Well, I think they could release a video player that didn't bother with the 3D. I just don't know if they'll care to do it. Because then you get to dealing with like trying to support specific video codecs and dealing with a million support calls about why doesn't my video play. Like, I don't know. I kind of feel like maybe they'll just leave it alone. If they do, it'll be really bare bones and they won't support it. That's kind of what I would expect to see.
Yeah.
Mm.
And
I hope they just stick it in the frickin' photo channel again like they did with the Wii and just not explain it ever.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny.
Sounds good to me.
I remember watching Lair videos on the photo channel and thinking it was just the coolest thing ever.
Continuing his letter. Do you think that once the eShop releases, there will be a lot of free apps? And do you think Nintendo will include a lot of free demos of 3DS games, Pilotwings, Nintendogs? Same demos people were playing in Nintendo World 2011. Also, if they were to include lots of demos, since they already have a demo for this game, would they include Kid Icarus in the eShop?
I'd like them to do that.
I don't think we're going to see free apps at all because of Nintendo's...
I guess hatred
is a strong word, but they're dislike for what Apple's doing. We're not going to see free apps.
No. I mean, if we're having to pay 200 points for a My Notebook Tan, then... that's a pretty good indicator of their thought on free applications.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could get demos. I don't know if they'll come the same way that, you know, the current DS demos do through the Wii. That seems a little silly.
I think they'll be on the shop. I don't know if they confirm that, but I think they've teased it a little bit that it's a possibility.
But I mean, it's going to be one of those things where these games are fairly, you know, fairly good looking, and there's only a 2 gig storage card in the device.
Yeah.
This is another situation where the lack of a real, you know, deep storage solution may prevent them from really doing demos.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to want to put anything on the shop that's gonna fill up half of your memory card.
Pass you demos by
default. Yeah.
But it's upgradable, Andy.
It's upgradable, but they're not going to put anything on the shop that's going to fill up the default
stock
card.
You're right. Right.
Yeah.
And the last part of his letter is this. Personal question, has this happened to your 3DS? I recently have seen line scratches on the top screen of my 3DS because of the bottom screen that won't wipe off. I was thinking of sending it to Nintendo, but I'm worried that I won't get it back in the mail. Then buy a screen protector or buy a scratch remover and buy a screen protector. What should I do?
I've seen this too, but they haven't not wiped off.
Yeah.
I've been able to just wipe them off, no problem. But I have noticed that, like, the analog stick, or the circle pad,
the top
leaves
of that, yeah.
a, um, leaves a little like circle mark on the top of the system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have seen that there's a little line from the top of the system on the touchscreen below.
It is
a little concerning, but I haven't had it just not wipe off before. That's new.
I mean, yeah, it seems like there are some units where the touchscreen does scratch the 3D screen, which is unfortunate. However, the one thing is that if it really does bother you, my experiences with Nintendo like support have been incredible. I had a problem.
Same here.
My DSi, I think this is a widespread problem. My L and R buttons would kind of stop working. This happened twice. And the first time I sent it in, and I believe I sent it in on like a Friday, and I got it back on a Thursday. And then the next time, this is back like during the fall, I think. I think I sent it in on a Thursday and got it back the next Monday. So are mad.
My DS Lite had a crack on the hinge. I actually got the replacement unit before I even sent them mine.
Nice.
That's amazing.
Mine had cracked hinges too, but awesome. I didn't bother with it when at the time it came out public.
Yeah.
I didn't notice it until way later.
It was before that, and it just re-cracked again. It was nice. Like, oh, well, that's okay.
Yeah. Lovely.
But I mean, if you're really that concerned, Nintendo will do you right, and especially at this point, everything's under warranty.
Support.
And I do remember when that happened to me, they, you know, refreshed my warranty after that, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Microsoft tech support where, like, you know, I mean, we all heard James's story of how he got shoes in the mail. I know I've sent mine in, I sent my 360 in, I think it was around when Symphony of the Night hit XBLA because I had a game that was interrupted by sending my system in because it red ringed, and I didn't get it back for like 3 weeks.
Nintendo, I was hoping my Xbox would die the other day when they had that notification that some systems would be bricked with the new update, and you get a slim system with a 250 gig hard drive. I was praying.
Oh shit! I haven't even been online yet. I'll have to see
when I turn my frickin' wind tunnel on.
That would be kind of awesome.
God, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, I have hope. I might actually hook up my 360 to the internet now and download that update.
Yeah, do it.
In hopes that it'll get bricked, and then I can get a slim.
Oh, so that would be so nice.
You'd be so jealous.
I'd be so happy. I'd have to kill you.
All right, well, I think that's all we got, now that we're talking about our dreams of our 360s dying.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that one case I played in L.A. Noir.
You bastards.
I rented it. I played it for about 3 hours over the weekend, and then I took it back, but... It's really good. I kind of felt like if I'm gonna play more of this, I'd like to just have it because I don't feel like spending another $10 to try to speed run it because it's a game that's gonna require a little bit of time.
And you know what? It's getting more content down the line. And the way these cases are constructed, I would totally buy more. I love it.
Absolutely. It's very episodic.
It is. It's a very watchable game. I feel like at sometimes it's not a very playable game.
They submitted it as a 60-minute film to the Tribeca Film Festival.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe they're getting a little bit ahead of themselves, but it's a fantastic video game.
Note to any listeners, the Nintendo content is done. If you want to hear about L.A. Noir, then I hope I'm saying it right. I don't want Johnny to hurt me.
Hey, that Portal 2 game was pretty fun. Nathan and I played a cross-platform multiplayer co-op on Portal 2.
Yeah,
so that was a lot of fun.
Solved that.
Yeah, it worked just fine. I sent Nathan my PS3 copy, and I played the Steam copy that came with the game, and worked no problem. I wasn't sure if it was going to, because they kind of made a point of saying you couldn't do co-op on the same copy, of on the free copy with the paid copy. But
now, we should note that we feel like horrible people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But it was fun, so it was worth it.
It was
ending, not that great. The puzzles were a bit up and down. Like, I noticed that some got really difficult, then the next one was cakewalk.
I thought the last puzzle was a lot of fun.
The last one was fun. My favorite one, and this was mentioned on another podcast I listened to, I can't remember which one, was the one where we had to smash into each other.
Yeah, we can confirm. I just listened to that earlier this afternoon.
It was. Okay. Yeah, I loved that one.
Yeah. We had to fly through the air at the same time and hit each other in midair to fall down on the platform.
And it felt like... That has to be the solution, but the steps it required us to do felt a little tough. But it was,
I found the game to be a lot more rewarding in co-op because it just seemed like it's a lot more fun to work through the logic with someone else there with you.
Like, yeah.
When you're doing it by yourself, it's just sort of like, well, I'll try it, and if it doesn't work, then whatever. But with this, like, you had to, it took a lot of cooperation. The puzzles felt more rewarding, I think.
Yes, I agree. Co-op, the puzzles in co-op were great. I wish it had definitely. Some story in it.
Well, and the other problem was, and I think this was mentioned, maybe on RFN last week, I forget, but, yeah, I think it was. I think Johnny brought it up. It's kind of hard to do story in that game, multiplayer, because we're talking while we're playing.
You're right.
And what's the point of having, you know, the awesome voiceover if we're trying to stop having a conversation every 30 seconds?
You know what, you're right. Yeah, and I guess they would have to go for that more conventional storytelling, whereas they were shooting for the in-game, very dynamic story. So
I mean, there were several times where Nathan and I would kind of trail off our conversation to pay attention to Gladys, but you know Gladys only says something relevant like one out of every 7 or 8 lines. So
yeah,
usually she's just you know badgering you.
I think a lot of games put story in between action, and while that may not be on par with how they chose to do the story in the single player, it's still an acceptable way to feed a story, and they could have done that.
Yeah,
you know.
I will say that my review for Virtua Tennis is finally gold. It's gonna go up tonight or tomorrow.
Ah.
It's a great game. I maintain it's a great game. I just don't understand why they didn't put analog control on. It doesn't make any sense. And I should have my Lego Pirates 3DS review coming to you all, hopefully sometime this week. The game locked up on me last time I tried to play it, which kind of killed my enthusiasm for it, but I am really liking it. I kind of feel like this game definitely kind of shows the difference between the DS and the 3DS. This feels like a console game, which is kind of cool.
I'm gonna do my shameless plug. We got a lot of stuff going on the site. We got E3 preview stuff in the works. We have some cafe mockups that James Charlton kind of headed up, basing off of the whole touchscreen controller idea, and although it's gonna be a little delayed because Zach, got surgery. Zach, Pedro, and I are teaming up to do a week-long Extra Life about Ninja Turtles games. And also, you can read my work on other sites. I have an article about Nintendo console hype on 1UP.com. I have something about Dragon Quest monsters, not the game, but the actual enemy creatures from Dragon Quest on GamePro. And I should have a freaking epic feature on a Capcom's history going up on IGN sometime in the next week. I just submitted that today, and it was 3,000 words, which was a lot of words to write about Capcom, and there's a lot to cover of Capcom's history.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a newscast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Let's wrap it up.
I love Nintendo.
Thanks for,
I do
like Nintendo.
Nintendo rules,
man. Sorry if we were too negative last week with, all of our bitching about the online infrastructure and whatnot.
I like to look at it that we love the ones you love are the ones that hurt you the most, you know?
I would just like to state that as far as Nintendo's bastard online, I still have like 40 DSiWare games and I don't regret that for a second.
Well,
we'll have a lot to be positive about after
E3. It's a blah time right now. It kind of sucks, but that's the truth. I mean, there's not much going on outside of the 3DS, and the 3DS kind of was just like 1 week of super cool shit, and then 3 months of like, meh. You play Pilot Wings? Yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
Yeah, what are you looking forward to?
I don't know.
I think we're all pretty bullish on the 3DS games. I mean, most of the podcasts that I listened to had pretty much nothing to say about the launch lineup whatsoever, but I think we covered it pretty well.
Yeah,
I mean,
Pilot Wings is excellent, guys. That's like the game to get on 3DS. I'm actually probably going to get back into it soon now that a bunch of my DS and 3DS reviews are done. I'm not really reviewing anything at this moment, so I'm kind of
happy. One random thing that I feel like I should mention. I recently went through the trouble of putting together my backlog as an Excel spreadsheet. It's not as long as it could be because I tend to sell games pretty quickly. Like, I will commonly get a game from like Guzex or something and then put like literally no more than 45 minutes into it before I decide to myself, I'm never going to finish this game.
I did that.
I don't even want to start it.
I did that with BioShock 2.
I did that with Motorstorm Apocalypse or yeah, whatever the second one was. It took like 40
Pacific something.
Oh no, yeah, Pacific Rift. But I took like a half an hour to update, install, download the fucking game, and then I played for 10 minutes. It was just like I'd rather be playing ExciteBots, and then promptly listed it back up on Deus Ex.
Yeah, I did that the same thing with Heavy Rain. I think the patch download and install was more exciting than actually playing the game.
I did it with Fallout 3 and Oblivion. I both like started them and kind of just although, I just kind of got like half an hour in and I was like I can't get into this.
Although guys, Sly it's just Cooper, not happening. Like the first one is excellent. I don't know. The second one I feel like is kind of killing it a little bit because the first one's like this level-based one-hit kill game that's like the really good, like almost like harkens back to old school games experience. And the second one is like kind of has this open world vibe to it and like it's not as like...
I played through a few hours of the first one. I've never come to finish it though.
I really enjoyed it. Like I played through that. That's like it was... I wanted to finish that game. It's not perfect. There's some like some annoying sections of it. It's one of those games that will put you into a random gameplay segment where like it's primarily like an action platformer, and then like you'll have a shooting sequence or racing sequence, and that's cool. Except for that, the majority of the final boss is a shooting sequence controlling something that you've never controlled before, and it just gets really frustrating.
I can't be the only one that's confused as hell about all these Sony buddy platformers.
No, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
I actually, at some point a few years ago, decided to kind of touch on all of the PS2 kind of.
I never played Jack and Daxter. I like Ratchet and Clank a lot.
I tried twice, and that game is so bland.
Yeah,
so boring.
I love the crap. Once again, Ratchet and Clank, Tools of Destruction. Like I blazed through that. That was the first game I got for PS3. Like right, because I got my PS3 right before Uncharted 2 came out. That was like the first brand new game I got. But I got I loved Ratchet and Clank. I've had the newer one for PS3. That was a Goose X get a couple months ago. I haven't touched it yet, but Sly Cooper I really like.
Oh, Neil. Speaking of that, we should end newscast.
Yeah.
Okay, bye guys.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.